the chemistry there.
That's right. He was going to say shoot the poop.
I had to make sure about that. We didn't learn about the policy there. So I got this tape here. So yeah. Don, leave it here as well if I have to shut my mouth a little bit.
All right. And Don, you're playing with him. So yeah, tell me about your shows.
Well, I was lucky enough to get the invite from Mr. Johnny Ellis. We've been talking a lot when we were hitting some open mics and having some fun there that we have to work together. I think one of my biggest fans of Acoustic Kiss is Johnny Elvis, so it's always nice. And we're playing a show this Saturday. That's March 25th, I believe.
Yes, sir. Right?
Yes. Aldergrove Legion, great room. They knock down a wall, beautiful room for bands to play in. And I get to open up for Johnny Elvis and the Rockets. I go on at 6 p.m., and I'll do a set, and then the boys will take over and rock the room. So this Saturday... Aldergrove Legion out there in Aldergrove, 26607 Fraser Highway.
Something like that.
Something like that.
I think it's Rockers. I think it's Rockers.
Did I say Rockets?
It's okay. We get confused if it's Rockers.
You were the roller skating team.
Sorry.
Johnny Elvis and the Rockets, where you were the roller derby.
It's okay. You're not the first.
You're not the first.
It's okay.
Give me the tape.
I will.
I've got to take my mouth shut here. But yeah, thanks for the plug and thanks for the invite, Johnny.
Yes, no problem. Anytime.
And then you're also playing another show with Bonnie Scott, Don?
Well, you know, I do the Acoustic Kiss, and thank you for the plug. I also have an electric band. We actually played the Red Room 2 weeks ago and slayed it. We're doing May 13th at a place called My Pub in Coquitlam, and we're opening up. We'll do an hour of Kiss, and then we'll open up for Bonnie Scott, tribute to AC/DC.
Nice.
The 70s. Alive and well in the Lower Mainland.
Yes, and we got a live video here, live wire on CJSF.
Here's what I need to do too. We'll be right back.
It's the dark side of love, a shadow within you that will see your joy and terrorize your heart. The dark side of love is so deep within you. Oh, look out, boys, and terrorize your heart.
Was Three Forks Dark Side of Love by David Rochinski, and he is from the States. And talking about the States, have you ever been to, is it Graceland?
Yes, Graceland, Elvis's home.
Yes.
Yeah, man, you know, every fan, new fan comes in to see a show and they say, hey, for any Elvis, it's a bucket list. No, I haven't. But I was planning on going in 2020 and, you know, with some friends and my ex-girlfriend and that, but yeah, it never came to fruition because of the craziness over the last few years. But you know, one day, I'm 24, so I got a lot of years to explore.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And you've been to Vegas?
Never been to Vegas.
Oh, you haven't been to Vegas either.
Never been to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I know. I've been a loner.
No. And I'm just curious, your Facebook Live, they have some questions for you.
Yeah, Sue actually just mentioned here, one of my fans, she was saying, what is your most memorable show?
Mm.
And I'm just going to have to say the recent one we did here, the big one that we did here with myself, Darren Lee, and Shelley, Terry Fox Theater in Poco. And it was a big undertaking because... One, it was my first theater show. For those two, Shelley and Darren, it was not their first rodeo they've done. Shelley did the, what's the one theater in Vancouver? The big one. I don't know. But Darren has done many theater shows in the Maui Theater and all that stuff. But yeah, you know, just basically, yeah. Sorry, my battery's dying. It's okay. I would have to say the Terry Fox Theater, because the Terry Fox Theater was really special to me because it was like kind of like a break, I guess, in my little break, because I've done, you know, little diners, pubs, you know, all that stuff, and I still do, and then Legions, and now did a theater show. And even though right now it's just one, that could lead to more in the future. And it was really good. We're kind of hesitant. We did 2 months before to advertise it and market it. And we were kind of hesitant because we were after 3 weeks after that, you know, it was like marketing it. It was like, okay, we got some tickets, but then we didn't know. And then, like, I think the last 2 weeks before the show, it was like tickets were flying and, yeah, we got like 250, 300 people.
Yeah, and how do you know Shelley? Because I met her at the White Hart Pub where I met you in Surrey, but I know it's closed right now.
So. Yeah, so Shelley, yes, I met her at the White Hart. Really good heart person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful person and got a generous heart, and she's an amazing singer. I mean, Nick and I have seen her live and, you know, and just amazing. But, you know, you get in this business, you get a lot of these singers that think they know it all and all that stuff, but she is a good singer, but she comes back and she's just, you know, pure. And,
yes.
And that's, you know, that's some people that I like to be around and associate with. It's just these singers that, you know, are awesome, but then they can come back and just be like, hey, you know, I'm not this big singer. I'm cool, you know, respect and all that stuff. So not these big egos. You know,
right,
clashing.
And she does a tribute as well.
She does a tribute to the amazing, talented Linda Ronstadt. I mean, she looks, she sounds like Linda Ronstadt. And yeah, she was there at the Terry Fox part of the show and just blew our hearts away. And the acoustics at that theater was just amazing. So yeah, no bad bone about her. She's really just a pure, good-hearted person.
Perfect. And Terry Fox actually went to SFU.
I heard of that. Yes,
that.
Yes. Funny, quick story here. My mom actually got to, I don't know what it was, but she was at the Royal Columbian Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because she just had her third child, which was my brother.
Yes.
And she just had him, and she was just, you know, relaxing and recovery, and she walked down the hall, whatever, and had to pick up a drink. She came back, but she didn't know that was her room. She opened the door. There's Terry Fox and the whole crew there, and right on the left, there's his prosthetic leg there.
What?
And he's like, Terry, I'm sorry. And Terry was like, so cool. That was 2 months before he passed away, but it was like, my mom told me Terry was still in good spirits, you know, blah blah blah. But yeah, she walked right in Terry's room. So, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And Terry Fox was like, no, it's okay, ma'am, it's okay. From what I gathered, my mom told me he was a really generous person and very well-respected. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, which is weird because that's a Southern thing, but he was very, very good to the people.
Yes, and you have another song for us, Folsom Prison. Tell me about that one.
Well, you know, Folsom Prison, it's not an Elvis song, but it's a Johnny Cash song, and there's a fan out here that we'd like to bug. Because her name's Jean. She's in Lumbee right now with her sister and seeing another sister right now for visiting. But she don't like Johnny Cash. But
what?
I don't know. It's something about it. But you know what? We get a kick out of it during the shows. Whether it's me and Darren or just me, we just say, okay, let's do this one. Bam, 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 and then hit the song. So this one, of course, was one of his biggest hits in the Sun Records, actually, which Elvis, you know, made That's All Right, Mama and recorded that. So, we do some Folsom. Folsom Prison.
Go
Here we go.
It.
I hear the train that's coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I let the lonesome whistle, I hang my head. Thank you. take it home. Well, if they free me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move along a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. Take it on. Well, I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Yeah.
Woo! So good. So good. Yeah. OMG. So tonight, we actually have an SFU karaoke night, and we're going to surprise attack the group later after we finish our show. We're going to head down there, and they're going to perform maybe a song or two.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Okay. So, talk about karaoke. I guess you used to do a bunch of karaoke nights yourself.
Yeah. You know, I, again, started at the White Hart there. The owner there, he was asking, you know, can, you know, because I was doing the Elvis shows in, he says, can you do karaoke? So I said, yeah, sure. So I did the karaoke there, and, you know, I did it as long as I can to the end there. And then now I do it at the Brownsville every Tuesday from 6 to 10. So if you're not doing anything on a Tuesday, come on down. I know Don's been there a couple times, and it's been a blast. You know, I always, you know, when it comes to karaoke hosts, too, it's very hard because it's like, next singer, please. I feel like I'm at a, you know, whatever, a rally or something. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, mine is more upbeat, and I go around and mingle, and my friend Francis, we team up and do this, and so that way I can have my break and mingle with the people and just make them feel comfortable and, you know, satisfied, you know? So.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to get to a break, and we'll come back with more Johnny, Nick, and Don. All right, and I also have a song from the Getarounds because they just released a new album, cool. So we'll get to that.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Thank you.
song was called It's My Time by the Getarounds. And it's their time right now. Yes, we're back with Johnny, Nick, and Donder Cole. Donder Cole. All right. So we're going to talk to Nick and to find out how he started playing the guitar, because it wasn't the guitar. It's on.
It's on.
Here we go.
Yeah, actually, the school me and Jonathan went to, elementary school, they had a music class. They had us taught on the ukuleles. And, you know, most of the, you know, everyone thought they were boring, but I just really liked playing the ukulele and just how it sounded. And it was something that I was really good at. And, you know, my I do have a lot of people in my family that are very good musicians. And, you know, I think it was just in me to start playing. And after elementary school, I bought my own ukulele, and I kept playing and kept practicing. And then one day I saw my mom's guitar just standing there in the living room and just collecting dust. And I'm like, I want to start playing guitar. So I taught myself how to play guitar. And from there, I played and I practiced. And, you know, I taught myself how to play banjo a little bit. But mostly just ukulele and guitar, I can rock. And I can strum those strings.
Yes, and you are rocking tonight.
Yes.
Wow, amazing. Okay, guys, we almost are up on time. And you have one more song for us. But first, let's tell people, where can they find you, follow you on Instagram and all that all that jazz?
Well, they can find me, of course, on Facebook here, and you know, and I've set it up a few years ago, my Johnny Elvis fan page, and so they can go on there. What we usually do is do Facebook Live and Facebook Live some of the shows for the people that couldn't, you know, make it or whatever, and then I just did a Johnny Elvis page, which is more like a business page, so it's more businessy. And then you know, TikTok, Instagram, and all that stuff. But the more to get the videos and pictures and all that stuff is to go on my Facebook, Jonathan Martin Hicks, or Johnny Elvis fan page and the business page as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And you got to make sure you got to do that lip.
Yeah, I got to do one of these.
You got to do a lip.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end with your last song here.
Let's do
Can't Help Falling in Love.
Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin? But I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too.
Is a hip-hop show called Next Up. We'll catch you all next week. And I can't help falling in love with you.
Can't help falling in love.
And Johnny Elvis is back at the Elder Grove Legion April 8th. All right, if you're listening on Tuesdays, the next show is actually called Talking Radical Radio. And I'm going to tell you something radical right now. We're giving away some free tickets to the International Fashion Gala. So if you love fashion or know anyone that loves fashion, get some free tickets right here. Follow us on social media and, just send me a message. Wham, bam, East Fan. Have a great day.